Hi gang, thanks for downloading this classic episode of News Fighters. Just a reminder, if you're looking for new original episodes of News Fighters, they're now over on the Irrational Fear podcast feed. So search for Irrational Fear on your podcasting app or go to irrationalfear.com for all new episodes of News Fighters. In the meantime, enjoy this classic News Fighters episode.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is News Fighters, where we fight the news so you don't have to.
Okay, welcome to News Fighters for today, Friday, August 23rd, 2019. I'm your host, Dylan Bain. Welcome to the big show. Now, apologies, my voice is still a bit hoarse. I've been yelling cheetah at the Ashes every time it's come on the TV. It also hasn't been a big week in news, and you can tell because this made headlines on Channel 9.
A kangaroo in Cairns has shown visitors at a wildlife park how to have a lazy weekend. The relaxaroo was spotted yesterday at the Rainforest Station Nature Park near Cairns, basking in the tropical heat, picking pieces of fruit off his belly. The video has resonated with many, clocking up more than 700,000 views online.
Wow, 700,000 views online. Just think, it's only 1.4 million views behind this viral video sensation.
Uncle Mac is here. Today I'm going to show you how to easily unclog a toilet without using a plunger. Let's check it out. Ooh-wee. Had a curry last night.
Yeah, over 2.1 million views for that amazing Aussie online video. But the sad part is, Uncle Knackers actually won more Walkleys last year than anyone at Channel 9. Meanwhile, on to federal politics, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison was in Tuvalu for the Pacific Islands Forum last weekend, and it was all part of his
Pacific step up.
If you're going to step up, you've got to show up.
It's part of our step up. It's part of our showing up. When you step up, you have to show up. You have to turn up.
Yes, it's the worst movie in the Step Up to the Streets movie franchise, Step Up to the Pacific Islands. So how did the Pacific Islands Forum go for our Prime Minister?
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has refused to commit Australia to a pledge by our Pacific neighbours on climate change.
The rift between Australia and Pacific Island nations over climate change has widened tonight after Fiji's Prime Minister launched an extraordinary attack on Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Frank Bainimarama has accused him of insulting and condescending behaviour towards Pacific leaders.
The leader of Tonga actually shed tears in front of the leaders.
Yes, Australia made Tonga cry. Forget about being a good family member to the South Pacific countries. We're actually turning into the schoolyard bully. And I think you know what Tonga's reaction was.
Fuck you, miss.
Beg your pardon?
I said fuck you with a P.
Sorry about that, had to be done. But just when you thought Australia couldn't get any more indifferent towards climate change, this happened.
The Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack has been criticised for suggesting Pacific nations affected by climate change will survive partly because their workers can come to Australia to pick fruit.
They'll continue to survive because many of their workers come here and pick our fruit.
And sadly, our visiting South Pacific seasonal workers don't get the best treatment when they're here.
An inquiry into a modern slavery act has heard harrowing tales of exploitation of migrant workers in Australia. The people who pick our fruit and vegetables are at risk of slave-like conditions, with poor pay and dangerous, squalid housing. Three Tongans here on seasonal work have died on Australian farms in the past year.
Yep, what a choice. Drown from climate change or be a slave. Thanks, Michael McCormack. So Scott Morrison was under fire for these comments and for pissing off all our South Pacific neighbours when it came to climate change. So the PM immediately went into damage control. by attacking lefty activist group GetUp.
Speaking at a Liberal Party conference in Adelaide, he launched an attack on political activist group GetUp and its conduct at the federal election.
You know, this is no longer a wolf in sheep's clothing. GetUp is a wolf in wolf's clothing.
Yeah, bad analogy, ScoMo. I think a wolf in wolf's clothing would be pretty easy to spot. I mean, you'd be on the train and be like, why is there someone here in wolf's clothing? And wait a second, is that a wolf in there? Why is there a wolf dressed up like a wolf? What's the point of that? Bad costume choice, bro. Now, shifting topics for a second, Scott Morrison seemed to have a fascination with barnyard animals this week. Here he was talking about public servants or something, I'm not sure.
My coach used to describe this difference as the bacon and eggs principle. The chicken is involved, but the pig is absolutely committed to the task.
Hello, yes, Federal Police. I'd like to report some crimes against metaphors, please. And I'm a bit worried ScoMo wants to fry up and eat some public servants.
But back to GetUp, and I think Scott Morrison was taking a page out of Donald Trump's book here by attacking his enemies when he's under attack to distract everyone. And Scott Morrison really went after GetUp on everything he could think of.
I mean, I thought their behaviour in the most recent election was disgraceful. It wasn't only the sort of misogynist attacks we saw here on Nicole Flint.
Yes, GetUp did target Nicole Flint, who I believe is a woman, over her support for Peter Dutton and her climate change stance. But I wouldn't say that was as misogynistic as, say, releasing a video of your mascot gyrating against a billboard of Zali Steggall. Special gag for our YouTube viewers there. Yes, I was, of course, referring to Captain GetUp, the postmodern and ironic mascot of Advance Australia, which is the conservative answer to GetUp. And he was a very interesting mascot. I think he actually had a breakdown during the election campaign.
I'm Captain GetUp, the truth crusader.
Bill Shorten is my father. What's going on? What's happening?
There, Captain GetUp. Cheer up. Don't worry. There'll be other gig economy voiceover gigs on Fiverr.com for you to do in the future, I promise. Back to Scott Morrison, and he really did appear to be clutching at straws in his attempts to demonise GetUp.
But the pillaring of the Surf Lifesaving Association and taking surfing rescues, as seeing it as some sort of light entertainment.
Ah, so maybe you remember the online comedy ad from the election campaign that he's referring to here. Let's check back and see. What was its target again?
Tony! Someone's drowning!
Look, I think you'll find that the science isn't settled on that.
Now, I don't pretend to be an expert in satire here, but I'm pretty sure that that ad was pillaring and ridiculing Tony Abbott's disbelief at climate change science, not the Surf Lifesaving Association. I mean, it would be fair enough if Scott Morrison said he hated the Baywatch movie for pillaring lifesavers. I mean, everyone hated the Baywatch movie, even Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who was in it.
Look, made Baywatch with the best of intentions. It didn't work out like that. The movie was so bad.
So yeah, Scott Morrison, please, continue with the GetUp hate. What else could they be responsible for?
And frankly, the way they engaged in the attacks on Josh Frydenberg, and now we're seeing anti-Semitic attacks on Josh Frydenberg.
Wow, very strong language against GetUp there from Scott Morrison. In fact, way stronger than the language he used against former One Nation Senator Fraser Anning when he attended a march with actual Nazis at it in January.
Today, the Prime Minister weighed in, describing it as an ugly racial protest, saying intolerance does not make Australia stronger, while he stopped short of condemning the involvement of the Queensland crossbencher.
And if Scott Morrison's referring to the current Section 44 citizenship challenge against Josh Frydenberg, well, GetUp condemned it, leaving Chris Kenny to have to say this.
Paul Oosting, National Director of GetUp, of all people, put it best this week when he said, "The challenge against Josh Frydenberg on the grounds of dual citizenship is beyond offensive and we condemn it."
Yes, Sky News' Chris Kenny there agreeing with GetUp, and I believe the weather forecast for tomorrow is hell freezing over. So the conclusion of Scott Morrison's meandering, exaggerated and inaccurate argument against GetUp is that it should just become a political party.
You know, GetUp have to be accountable for what they say and do. They want to be in the political space, fine. Call yourself a political party. You're against the Liberal Party. We get that. That's okay. There's no problem with that.
Says the man who called up the ABC and got a chaser stunt pulled off air in 2013. There's a huge irony in ScoMo wanting GetUp to become a political party, because if they were a political party, then they'd legally be allowed to lie.
There's no requirement for political ads to be truthful.
Broadly speaking, truth
misleadingness isn't covered by the election laws.
Yeah, and I mean, heaven forbid they might even try and get away with the kind of stuff the Liberal Party did at the last election.
Vote Labor and a retiree tax is on the horizon.
Death tax.
Death tax.
Death taxes.
Labor. It's the bill Australia can't afford.
Recently, some South Sydney residents woke to find this pamphlet in their mailboxes. Written in Chinese, Arabic and English, it claims a vote for Labor would make children become homosexual and result in them learning how to masturbate at school.
Well, I mean, who remembers any other skill they picked up in high school, let's be honest. I'm not using trigonometry twice a week, that's for sure. So while GetUp has had to pull ads because they're in poor taste, they've never been accused of being mistruthful or lying. Unlike GetUp's conservative equivalent, Advance Australia, which got in big trouble for this ad about independent Zali Steggall.
Zali Steggall has a secret. She's not really independent.
It's directly false. It's completely directly opposite my stated position at every turn.
So given that, it's a bit hypocritical of Scott Morrison to single out GetUp for being
the wolf in wolf's clothing,
while ignoring Advance Australia for being so blatantly partisan and misleading. As The Guardian's Lenore Taylor pointed out on Insiders,
I mean, it's like the Liberals can't work out whether they want to crush GetUp or emulate them.
Yes, and if the government cracks down on non-partisan political organisations, that will mean less freedom of speech, and it will mean a democracy without a voice for issues-based activism, and a lot more spare time for ageing grey-haired lefties who feel guilty about owning a three-bedroom home in the city. But worst of all, it'll mean no more gig economy Fiverr.com voiceover work for the guy who plays Captain GetUp.
Bill Shorten is my father. What's going on? What's happening?
So, what can be done? Well, I jumped on Fiverr.com and hired my own amateurish gig economy voiceover guy to try and convince Scott Morrison and the Liberals to leave GetUp and other activist political organisations alone. Check it out.
I'm Captain Advance Australia. Scott Morrison is my father. If you attack political organisations like GetUp, you are basically trying to silence opponents. Nobody wants that, because then you won't get wacky videos at the next election from me or Captain GetUp.
Bill Shorten is my father.
Shut up, Captain GetUp. So that is Como. Next time you are under attack from world leaders for loving coal, maybe think about taking climate change seriously instead of lashing out at organizations you simply don't like and looking like a cut-rate Donald Trump impersonator, because nobody likes bad imitations of things that were bad to begin with. I'm Captain Advance Australia.
Okay, that's Newsfighters for today. It's written and presented by me, Dylan Bain. Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed the show, tell your friends, subscribe, do a funny dance. I don't care. We're on Facebook, but I hate Facebook, so don't like it. Thanks for tuning in, keep fighting, and bye for now.
This is Newsfighters, where we fight the news so you don't have to.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.